What was the logic behind your release schedule this year? You've already released one EP, The Bittersweet, and now you've got two others on the way. I mean, you've got enough material for a great album, but instead you decided for the three EPs. Can you just, take us through that?
The first the Bittersweet EP, when we originally talked about doing it, I didn't really know how it was gonna come out. I didn't really know, other than just I had this, this group of songs, and I had a great friend of mine that wanted to go in and record, and it all kind of started like that. And then one thing led to another, because the first EP was done in Nashville, and I lived in Nashville for a handful of years before moving out, relocating out to LA. So after I came there to record, and then I came back here, we had started talking about, well, are you going to release it? How is it going to be released? And in that time, another friend of mine had heard that I came to town and was like, "Hey, well, why don't you come back to town and do another four songs, but do them, with me?" And I was like, "Well, I always like to stay busy." So that was great for me. I ended up going back, and in the time of going back to do the next four, which will be the Dreamer's Disease EP, which is coming out in July, I was on the phone with a producer out here, and we were just talking about working together. It was a kind of a weird thing for all three EPs, being that I didn't set out last year and say, "Okay, I'm going to do three EPs, and this is the way I'm going to do it. Next year, I'm going to, release them." It just kind of all kind of, came to be from working with friends, and all three releases are very different from each other. So even though they could have easily probably made sense as releasing them all as a record, I kind of felt that releasing them separately as EPs would probably be a lot cooler.